shadows in your eyes and a fabulous smile.
Ladies and gentlemen, Colgate Dental Cream presents The Dennis Day Show, written by Frank Galen, with Sharon Douglas, Paula Winslow, Isabel Randolph, Dick Lane, Hans Conried, Charles Grant of the orchestra, yours truly, Vern Smith, and starring our popular young singer in A Day in the Life of Dennis Day.
Twice a day and before every date, use Colgate Dental Cream to clean your breath while you clean your teeth. Here's Dennis to sing Dear Old Donegal.
It seems like only yesterday I left the port of Cork, and on a ship from Old Erin's Isle I landed in New York. Without a friend to meet me there and a stranger on the shore, I wore an honest Irish heart and fortune came galore. So here I am going back to dear Old Erin's Isle. The friends they meet me on the pier may greet me with a smile. There are faces there that I'll surely forget, for I was so long away. But me mother will introduce them all, and this to me will say, shake hands with your Uncle Mike, me boy, shake hands with your sister Kate. And here's the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all the neighbors and kiss the Colleen doll. You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal. They'll give a party when I get back, and they'll come from near and far. They'll line the road for miles and miles with Irish jaunting cars. The spirits will flow and we'll all be gay, and we'll fill our hearts with joy. The piper will play an Irish reel to greet the Yankee boys. They'll come Brannigan, Flanagan, Milligan, Gilligan, Duffy, McCuffy, Malarkey, Mahone, Rafferty, Lafferty, Donnelly, Connolly, Julio, Julie, McGarrahan, Lanahan, Fagan, O'Hagan, O'Holahan, Flynn, Shanahan, Lanahan, Hogarty, Fogarty, Kelly, O'Kelly, Shapiro, McGinn. Then I'll take the hand of me Uncle Mike, the hand of me sister Kate. Oh, I'll hug and squeeze as much as I please the girl in the garden gate. I'll invite all the neighbors to me wedding great and small, and I'll listen and say no friends in dear old Donegal.
Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth.
No other toothpaste does a better job of cleaning your teeth than Colgate Dental Cream. For Colgate Dental Cream has a safe polishing agent that cleans your teeth both gently and thoroughly, brings out their natural sparkle and beauty.
And scientific tests prove that Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. Yes, actual scientific tests prove conclusively that in 7 out of 10 cases, Colgate Dental Cream instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth.
Colgate Dental Cream is famous for its wonderful wake-up flavor, too. Nationwide tests of leading toothpaste prove that Colgate Dental Cream is preferred for flavor over other brands tested.
So try Colgate Dental Cream to bring out the natural sparkle and beauty of your teeth for a wake-up flavor you'll thoroughly enjoy.
And use Colgate Dental Cream twice a day and before every date to clean your breath while you clean your teeth.
Well, the dawn of a new year hasn't found any appreciable changes at the Anderson Boarding House in Weaverville, where our young hero, Dennis Day, rooms. His salary at Willoughby's Drugstore is the same as it was in 1946, $8 a week. His room rent, too, is the same as in 1946, $8 a week. 1947 also finds Mildred Anderson as determined to marry him as ever, and her mother, Dennis's landlady, just as thick to her stomach at the thought. And now, as we join Dennis and Mildred at the Andersons, we find them looking to the new year with great high hopes, even as you and I.
Gee, 1947. Maybe it'll be our year, Dennis. Maybe we'll even be married before it's over.
Yeah, with a home of our own.
Yes. And then maybe someday, later on, who knows, we may find a visitor dropping in on us.
Oh, no. Once I get away from your mother, I want to stay away.
I didn't mean my mother, Dennis. I meant someone much smaller and Well, cuter and prettier.
Your father?
Of course not. The visitor I knew would have tiny hands and feet and a lovely little pink face.
Well, don't be silly. Only babies look like that.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Our visitor will be a baby.
Really? Whose?
Ours, of course.
Mildred, please, remember that I'm mixed company.
What's the matter? Don't you want a little one of your own?
Yeah, but it's kind of nerve-wracking when it's ordered so far in advance.
Well, it wouldn't be so far in advance if you'd only demand a decent salary from Mr. Willoughby at the drugstore.
Oh, who needs that old job anyway? One of these days, we'll be on Easy Street with the invention I'm working on now.
Oh, Dennis, no, not another invention. What is it this time?
Well, as you know, there's a terrific crime wave sweeping the nation. So I asked myself a question. Who causes most of the crime in this country? And pretty soon I thought of the answer.
Who?
Criminals.
Well, that seems reasonable.
So I set to work on a burglar alarm that would really do something about the criminal. Most alarms just ring a bell, you know.
But not yours?
Oh, no, you set mine up in your closet. When the criminal opens the closet door, a pair of steel hands come out of the wall and grab him by the throat, while a bear trap snaps on his leg. At the same time, a club begins hitting him over the head, and two wires shoot 400 volts into him.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, a thing like that could annoy even the most hardened criminal.
But are you sure it'll work?
Oh, absolutely. You see, I've been experimenting with it. I've got one all set up in the...
Oh, in the living room, Mother.
Mildred, do you know where we can rent a car for a week? I've just got to have one right away.
Well, what for, Mother?
The most wonderful thing's happened. My Lady's Aid Society's been negotiating with the Baron von Engel for months. And he just wired he's coming to Weaverville on his lecture tour.
Boy, that's marvelous. You sure are lucky, Mrs. Anderson. Who's he?
What? The most famous explorer in the world. He's just returned from a big game hunt in Africa.
Gee.
He's lived under the most primitive conditions, slept in places no other human being would sleep in.
Why don't you give him my room?
He'll have the best room in this house, our guest bedroom. After all, he's a member of the Austrian nobility.
Wait, Mrs. Anderson, the guest bedroom...
Please, Dennis. Mildred, I want you to go over to Middletown and hire a car for the Baron's disposal, then meet his train with it at 2:30.
All right, Mother.
Here's $50. That should cover the rental and deposit. And don't come back without a car under any circumstances.
Golly, this is awful, Dennis. We combed Middletown for hours. There isn't a car for rent in the whole city.
I know. And your mother said not to come home without one. Gee, we... Hey, wait.
What?
Look, that sign across the street.
Where?
There. Maybe we can buy a car. See what it says? Come in and save a fortune on a used car. Buy from the hysterical Hibernian.
Oh, but Dennis, we only have $50.
I know, but I read in the paper that prices have collapsed lately. For instance, butter is down to where an ordinary movie star can afford it.
Well, we can try anyway. We've just got to get that car. Come on.
Ah, good day, friends. I'm the hysterical Hibernian. Can I help you?
Well, we'd like to buy a car. That is, if we can be sure you're a really legitimate used car dealer.
I assure you that I am.
Have you got your license from the city and your certificate of insanity and everything?
You betcha. And now's the time to buy a post because prices are down to nothing. Now, here, I'll show you what's on the lot. There we are.
Gee, that's a nice little jalopy right here in front. How much is that?
$4,000.
$4,000?
Yes, plus another $1,000 or so for extras. You know, like your motor.
Gee, we didn't really want to spend too much money.
What's the price on that windshield over there? I can't read it from here.
That's $500. And let me tell you, that windshield's a steal for only $500.
That's all you get is the windshield?
My dear sir, you didn't expect anything attached to it for that kind of money, did you?
Yes, sir. I guess I lost my head.
Mister, we want to look at something very, very reasonable.
Well, a pretty good thing right over here for $800. It'll completely eliminate your gasoline problem.
What do you mean?
It won't run.
Well, what good is a car that won't run?
Well, no good unless you're looking for a place to live.
Look, mister, we're wasting time. All we want to spend is $50.
How much?
$50. Now, what can we get for that?
Well, if you'll call up on that grease rat, I'll change your oil.
haven't got a car for $50. Let's try someplace else.
Now, just a minute, lady. I think I may have something for you at that. Now, come along here.
This way?
Just keep following me.
Past this junkyard?
This isn't the junkyard. It's the car.
Oh, golly, I've never seen a car like this one before.
Me either. Say, mister, is it a new model?
How old are you, kid?
22.
Yeah, it's a new model.
Gosh, it must be. So they're building them now with a smokestack in the back, huh?
Yep, that saves you gas and oil. When you run out of fuel, you just throw another log on the fire.
Well, it's the only $50 car on the lot, and besides, it's nearly 2 o'clock, and he's got to meet the Baron's train.
Okay, stolen, mister. Give him the money, Mildred.
Thank you. Now, that'll be $52 with carrying charges.
Carrying charges?
Yes, I'll carry it out to the street for you. After that, you're on your own.
And now, before we continue our story, here's our young hero, Dennis Day, singing, I'll Never Love Again.
I'll never love again. If you forget me, my heart won't let me love someone new. I'll never dream again. How could I go on dreaming if a dream that remains would have suddenly faded in the gloom? I'll never thrill again to someone's kiss. For what good would it do if you I live? My heart is yours alone. Oh, be careful, don't break it. For if you ever could, darling, I'm never through.
Well, the famous explorer, Baron von Engel, is arriving in Weaverville on his lecture tour. Dennis and Mildred have bought what might charitably be called a car in which to take him from the depot to the Anderson house. We find him now at the station.
Oh, that must be you, Dennis. The tall, distinguished-looking man with the tan coming toward us.
Yeah. How do you do, sir? Are you the Baron von Engel?
Yeah, that is I.
You come from Mrs. Anderson?
Yes, sir. We're here to meet you and walk to the house with you. It's only 6 miles away.
6 miles? I was told there would be a car. Why can't we walk to there?
We can if you like, but that's 7 miles away.
What?
Oh, you see, we had a little bad luck with it.
Yeah, we were going along slow until we ran into a little difficulty. Then we decided not to drive it any further.
What happened?
The motor fell out.
But this is ridiculous. Can't I get a taxi?
Oh, I'm afraid there aren't any taxis here. You see, Weaverville's kind of a one-horse town.
All right, then. Bring me the horse. No, really, I don't...
Come on, Baron. We can make it. Here, I'll take your luggage. Well, here we are, Baron. I told you we could make it.
Ah, 6 miles. I'm ausgeborn. It must down lie.
Oh, we'll have you fixed up in a moment, Baron. Oh, here's Mother now.
Oh, my dear Baron. I'm so delighted to see you. Did you have a pleasant trip?
I would like to lie down, please. My feet hurt up to my neck.
Your feet? But the car. What happened to it, Dennis?
The motor fell out. I figured the car wouldn't run nearly as well without it, so we walked.
Someday, Dennis Hay, I'm going to murder you in cold blood.
No, please. Just I would like to lie down.
Oh, of course, Baron. I'm terribly sorry. Our guest bedroom is right through here.
Mrs. Anderson, wait. The guest bedroom is...
Oh, quiet. There you are, Baron. I do hope you'll have a good rest.
Thank you.
I put my things right in this closet.
No, wait.
The dice!
My head, my throat, my...
What happened? You got caught in my burglar alarm. It worked well, huh?
Oh, Baron, are you all right?
So, this is the welcome to Weaverville, is it? I am leaving this place now and forever.
Oh, Baron, I take it...
You will never see what is left of me. Goodbye.
Oh, Genesis.
Wait, Mother. No one knew he was coming to town today.
Everyone in our Ladies' Aid Society knew. They were supposed to take tea at the president's house this afternoon.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I'll be cashiered from the society. They'll ask me to turn in my knitting needle.
Oh, Dennis, I have an idea. Come on. We've got to beat the Baron down to the railroad station.
Mildred, what are you...
Never mind. Come on.
Mildred, I don't understand. First you tell Mr. Stewart to go out and have some coffee, and then you put me in his place behind the ticket window.
Look, Dennis, the New York train pulls out in a few minutes. The Baron has to buy a ticket from you, doesn't he? Well, you just delay him here at the window till the train is gone.
But Mildred...
As long as he's stuck in town anyway, he'll probably go to the ladies' aid team to forget all about your burglar alarm, see?
Gee, Mildred, you have the prettiest brains of any girl I ever met.
Thank you. Now, just keep that eye shade pulled down. The Baron will never recognize you.
But won't he know my voice?
Well, disguise it. Do your imitation of that old character on the Fred Allen program.
Oh, you mean
somebody a face, somebody not.
No, no, not that one.
Oh, I know. No, you were expecting maybe Xavier Kogo.
No, the old man, Dennis.
Oh, yeah, I know who you mean. Titus Moody.
That's right. Now, oh, my goodness, here comes the Baron. I'll get out of sight. Now, remember, Charlie, as long as you can.
Okay.
Here, you, tigger fella. Howdy, Bob.
Give me a ticket to New York, quickly.
You didn't say howdy, Bob. Can't wait on no one unless they're civil, you know.
Very well. Howdy.
Howdy, Bob.
All right. Now, how about my ticket?
You didn't ask after my folks, Bob. You should do that, you know.
All right. How are your folks?
They're all dead, Bob.
That's too bad. Now give me my ticket.
Sure thing. Now, where was you aiming to go again, son?
New York.
Which New York do you want to go to?
New York, New York.
Steady, Bob. Stop stuttering and tell me where you want to go.
I told you. Some cop.
I thought you said New York.
I did, you fool.
Ain't nice to call a fellow a fool, you know. You better apologize.
All right, I apologize.
Oh, that's okay, Bob. No apology was necessary.
Oh, please, give me my ticket.
What?
Good heavens, didn't you hear that? Someone just said board, board.
Don't do it, Bob. I want a house of your own. Now, my experience has been with you, Bob.
I'll get on the train and out again. Wait.
Bob, come back.
And then he jumped on the train, and that's the last I saw of him.
Oh, good, Dolly. And the president of the Ladies' Aid expects him to see. Now we are sunk.
Yeah. She won't even believe your mother got him. After all, she's never seen him, and I don't...
Never seen him. That's it.
I said something?
Of course.
Thank goodness. What did I say?
You said she's never seen him. So you can be the Baron yourself.
Me?
Sure. I'll fix you up with a beard and a mustache, and you can go right over to the president's house.
Oh, I couldn't, Mildred. I'd be frightened to death.
Well, it's either that or go home and face my mother.
Okay, I'll be the Baron. I guess being frightened to death is cleaner and quicker than the way your mother would do it.
Yes?
How do you do, mein Herr? I am the Baron von England from way down there, Dorton there, in Vienna there, Dorton.
is thrilling. Oh, I'm so glad to meet you, Baron. Do come in.
Thank you. My, my, you got a pretty place here, don't it?
By Baron Dunkerson.
No, no, Von Engel.
Yes, of course. Baron Von Engel. Yeah, Bowles.
I'm glad to meet you, Mrs. Bowles. For me, I call you Ya.
My name is Isabel Courtney. Oh, I understand your difficulty with the language, Baron. It must be quite a problem for a Viennese.
Ach, yeah, it ain't easy.
Well, my, I bet you wish you were sitting down to one of those wonderful meals in Vienna again, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Remember the Sauerbraten and the Schnitzel Holstein?
Oh, sure. Two of the best hotels in Vienna.
Baron, you're joking with me.
Yeah, let's look at it that way, shall we?
Now, perhaps you'd be more at home if we talked about your exploring.
I doubt it, but we try.
Well, you've been to Africa recently.
Oh, yeah, I go there all the time to shoot tigers.
Oh, but there are no tigers in Africa.
You don't say. I was wondering why my luck was so bad.
Another joke, Baron.
Yeah, I got a million of them.
Well, now, I do want to know all about your trip to Africa. Did you have a good safari?
Oh, yeah. Not pretty, but very intelligent.
Good boy, you're a Baron Von Engel.
What a privilege.
I'm beginning to wonder. You're certain you're the explorer who was the first man to go all the way up the Amazon?
Yeah, sure. And believe me, I'll never forget it. When I got halfway up, I nearly fell off again.
No, I know something is wrong here. Who are you, and what do you want?
Please, I am the Baron von Engel. I just came over here to have a couple of...
Yes, come in. Oh, Mrs. Courtney, the most dreadful thing has happened.
Yes, Mrs. Anderson,
the puppy this afternoon.
Indeed. Then perhaps you can tell me who this gentleman is.
Huh?
Then get out yourself and listen to the pipe and pull it out yourself and then
What are you doing in that beard and mustache?
Hold on. Well, goodbye, everybody.
Good gravy, that what?
That's all. The door was open, so I ducked out and ran all the way home. Gosh, your mother will kill me, Mildred.
But there's only one thing to do. Stay out of her sight until she gets a chance to forget it in a few days.
Mildred, I hear her coming now.
Oh, quick, you've got to hide. Get into that room, hurry.
She'll find me. I'd better get into the closet.
Dennis, no, not the closet.
Oh, ah, oh, ah, oh, 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 ah, ah, oh, 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 ah.
Dennis Day will be back in just a moment with a song. But first, here's an important fact.
Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth.
And that's important, as our Colgate players are going to demonstrate. Clean, and a young man standing at the foot of the ladder. Looks like an elopement, but what's this?
No use waiting, Jim. My sister Potter Shovel is not going to elope with you tonight.
What? But she can't do this to me.
Sure she can. It's a woman's privilege to change her mind. Anyway, that's what this says.
Yeah, but for why the last-minute switch? Gosh, a guy's got a right to know why he's left at the post.
Well, from what I hear, you better make a resolution to beat feet to your dentist, Jim.
And here's what Jim found out.
Scientific tests have proved that in 7 out of 10 cases, Colgate Dental Cream instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. What's more, Colgate Dental Cream's safe polishing agent brings out the natural sparkle of your teeth, cleans them thoroughly and safely.
Yes, Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth.
And Colgate Dental Cream is famous for its wonderful wake-up flavor, too. In fact, nationwide tests of leading toothpaste prove that Colgate Dental Cream is preferred for flavor over other brands tested.
So to clean your teeth thoroughly and safely, for a wake-up flavor everyone enjoys, use Colgate Dental Cream. Remember, Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth.
Here's Dennis Day once again with Charles Dant and the orchestra, and this time...
this time I'm taking no chances on summer romances that fade in the fall. This time I'd rather be lonely. If this can mean only a kiss to recall, last time I surrendered at the very start. Last time it was easy to deceive my heart, but this time I won't let my heart go till you let my heart know that this time it's
Day can be heard with Jack Benny every Sunday. And be sure and be with us again next week for another Dennis Day program. More songs, more adventures in the life of our star, Dennis Day. Meanwhile, be sure to use Colgate Dental Cream to clean your breath while you clean your teeth.
It's new. It's amazingly different. Not a liquid, not a soap, but an utterly new cream shampoo that leaves hair soft, radiant, glamorous, and also easy to manage. It's Luster Cream Shampoo, created by Kay Domit, who combined Rick Lanolin with secret ingredients. Use Luster Cream Shampoo and see how soft, how naturally lovely, how brilliantly alive and well-behaved your hair can be. Ask for Luster Cream Shampoo at Cosmetic Counter.
This is Bert Smith reminding you to save your used fast. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.